100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day, until the day I die.com. We have ourselves a weekly challenge every week. Duh, it's weekly. I post the topic, you come up with the stories, put them all together, post them, and keep rolling. Over and over and over and over. This time it was, what was the worst thing that you ate? And we got a lot of stories. Jeffrey, Amuse, I think they're new. Hi, hello, welcome. Richard, Serendipity, Tom, Muncie, Lizzie, Spate's back. Hi, Spate. Norval Joe, and Tourists returned. Yay. Kind of missed you. I missed everyone. I'm not up for that. And, of course, Planet Z. So, yeah. Had a little something I shouldn't have had. There was leftovers. Had more of it. So, yeah. You know the feeling. It's not a good feeling. However, these stories, I think you'll enjoy consuming them. So stick this in your ear with your wireless head pods and no phone Jackie phone and have yourselves a hootenanny. Yay, it's September 11th. Let's all go to mattress sales. Hey, yeah. Oh, right. Stories. Let's begin.
Good morning. It's Jeffrey Fisher here for week 542, and the topic is the worst thing you ate. As usual, I have decision paralysis, and so I have two worst things I ate. My first story is called The Recipe. Look, going into this, I knew it would be the worst thing I ate. Worse than the time Frankie double-dared me into eating a live cockroach. Worse than the spoiled milk that came out in chunks on my cereal. Worse than the sheep's intestines used in the off-brand haggis. Still, the rewards promised to be worth it. The eye of newt wasn't so bad, and I could choke down on the gall of goat. Tongue of dog wasn't great, and I had a hell of a time getting the liver of blaspheming Jew. I would have called it off at the finger of birth-strangled babe, but my wife, Lady Macbeth, insisted I follow through with it. And my second story is called Standards. Oh my God, that is awful. I'm not eating it. I put my fork down and crossed my arms.
What don't you like about it? Mom asked.
Liver and onions? It smells horrible. It tastes disgusting. It's the worst thing I ever ate.
Really? Number one on the list?
I nodded.
Worse than the stuffed peppers you wouldn't eat last week? Or the sauerkraut you wouldn't eat the week before?
Look, Mom, what can I say? You set high standards for horrible meals. She sent me to bed without supper, so it turns out that liver and onions was the worst thing I never ate. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Un accident délicieux. It's so fresh, these chickens they sold me. I covered it in flour, the recipe told me. I should have known something was amiss. My chicken was hairy and started to hiss. I smacked my lips, turning on the heat, looking forward to this delicious treat. I left it cooking to feed Mittens. He was my joy, the cutest of kittens. I couldn't find him no paw or hair. So I took out the dish and ate a good leg, but saw poultry on the counter, still in the bag. I looked in the dish beside my pie of key lime. I'd not eaten chicken, but my friendly feline.
Good morning, all you lovely people. And also good morning to all you not-so-lovely people. There's hope for you, I promise. This is Richard, and this is my story. What was the worst thing I ate? What was the worst thing I ate? Good question, because I've eaten some crazy things in my time, although, to be quite honest, I've enjoyed most of them. Everything from grilled snake to deep-fried insects. It's surprising just how tasty some of the more unpalatable-sounding dishes can be. But the worst thing ever was at my wedding. You know the bit. It goes to have and to hold, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, till death us do part. And then I said, I do. And she's made me eat my words ever since. Oh, dearie me, time for me to go. Goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. You wonder, what was the worst thing I ate? What you have to remember is that what would be repulsive to you is of little consequence to me. Cannibalism is by its very nature the worst thing, but to me, it's no different to burger and fries. There was one occasion, though, I was physically sick. That time I ate someone's liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti. I have to say that the liver was perfect. Nicely caramelized on the outside and just the right amount of pink on the inside. Delicious. But those fava beans. Disgusting.
Night people, Tom here, and my story tonight is called To Die For. I can write this because of my mother's limited internet ability, for it is her meatloaf that is the subject of this challenge, for it is truly the worst thing I've ever eaten. Before anyone chimes in with, I know a great recipe for meatloaf, let me state I am way beyond operant conditioning, scarred beyond salvation. You see, my mom's meatloaf was stuffed with breadcrumbs. Not just any breadcrumbs. Breadcrumbs left in wax paper to mature. Well, actually in the humidity of Chicago, to mold and selectively rot. Its only saving grace was the ergot. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Greetings, Goon Squad. From Munzee, here with another story about a meal that you will not enjoy. You won't enjoy the meal, I mean, not the story. You might enjoy the story. I don't know you. I can't judge there. Conversation Over Dinner by Christopher Monroe. There are different ways to interpret the word worst. It could refer to something disgusting, a flavor you didn't enjoy, a meal you found personally unpleasant. Alternately, it could mean worst from a moral perspective, an endangered species, human flesh, something that, having learned you'd eaten it, even by accident, you could never live with the shame of. However, at the end of the day, I'd suggest that the worst meal would have to be the meal served by a poisoner, which eventually kills you. So, what's the worst thing you ever ate? Don't answer yet. First, finish your soup. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzeeMunzee. Another week down, Goon Squad, but not forgotten. I mean, you finished listening to it seconds ago. Obviously, it's not forgotten. It might be forgotten by morning, to be sure, but it isn't yet. Talk to you again next week.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The fairy children had a dismayed expression on their sparkly faces. "This is healthy veggie soup," said the fairy mother. The children looked disgusted. The mysterious objects floating in the thick liquid looked rather suspicious. "Taste it." As soon as the most adventurous of them swallowed some soup, he turned brown. The suffering of their sibling was hilarious. The other kids laughed. After holding his tummy with both arms for a few minutes, he finally threw up. Alarmed, the mother threw the soup away. The child winked. And that was the end of healthy food for the fairy family. This is my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and have a great week. Bye-bye.
Hey, look, it's Spade.
What's he doing back here?
A Vengeful Conversation by Spate. You can push and scrape it around on your plate, or you can take pretend forkfuls followed by fake chews, or you can try to hide it under the mashed potatoes, but never, never even think about feeding it to the dog. This is yours to eat. Yes, served cold. What did you expect? You left it dangling in the air between us until all that was left is this dark, icy, shriveled, empty skin of what was. And it's on your plate for you. And you are not going to leave this table until you eat every last word.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge, number 542, with the worst thing I ever ate. So I'm going to take a departure from the Monkey Boy series and share a personal experience. Well, here's my story. As a new missionary in the Republic of South Africa, I had my room and board in the Kryfontein Hotel near Cape Town. I always said I would eat anything once and most things twice, until they brought us curried tripe and trotters. I chewed and chewed on the stomach lining, but never got it down. The pig's feet stayed on the plate. I vowed to never eat curry again. A year later, I was working in the Indian townships, where every family we visited insisted on feeding us dinner. The curry was incredibly spicy at times, but always delicious. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Tura Brazoino here, back after missing a week, with a story on what was the worst thing you ate. On the menu of every Michelin-starred restaurant, there is one item that insiders call the dead donkey. It is an imaginary dish, such as à la grette de viande, or cassoletta au chevaloise, and it marks anyone who orders it as an ignoramus. Of course, the chef will prepare something that this oaf will think delicious, but the waiters will all be smirking behind his back. I must admit that in my naive youth, I once had the misfortune to order the dead donkey. One of my wiser dining companions later explained the matter to me in private. But, oh, the embarrassment!
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Some years, I was the only Jew in my class. We weren't religious, but That didn't matter to racist bullies. Or the principal. They beat you up and took your lunch, he'd ask. Maybe they're just hungry. Bringing enough for everyone is the proper Christian way. He emphasized Christian. So I made sandwiches for everyone and gladly handed them out. I watched them laugh at me. I watched them eat. I watched them clutch their stomachs. I watched their faces as I said, rat poison. Some survived. Some didn't. The principal's son, for instance. He got a proper Christian burial.
And there we have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of, what was the worst thing that you ate? I hope you enjoyed this one. You can show your appreciation for the stories either, let's see, in the comments at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. You can participate in the next weekly challenge. Hey, that's a way of showing that, hey, I like this idea. What's the next topic? Well, it's up there on the site. It's a pick two. There's a long list of topics. You pick two of them. Kind of goofy. How else? You can like this on Facebooks and Googles and Twitters and such. No donations, though. I don't want your filthy, stinking money. I want your stories. I want to share stories. I want to hear stories. I want to hear what other people come up with when they hear these topics. That's what I want to see. My imagination only suggests a story here or a story there. I want to see what you come up with. Isn't that cool? Hearing what other people come up with? You're other people. Or to you, I'm other people. You see? Whatever. I'll see y'all next week. When I already said the topic. Oh, as always, thank you and blah, 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 and keep it brief.